Now, joining us in the studio this morning is Mr. Andrew Bolt, the Herald Sun columnist. Andrew was on the phone this morning not happy about some commentary made about him during the week, and we took a decision that he'd called in during the week and spoken to us for a few minutes, and that one opportunity was enough, but management have intervened and said he must be given a right of reply. So, Andrew Bolt, good morning.
As you know, Stephen, I've had a problem with the ABC being essentially one-voiced, having a voice of the left.
But no other panellist has been on Insiders more often than you.
And it's been a concern, and a lot of people share the concern. You have a lot of listeners, and not all of them vote Labour, and not all the Labour voters want only one side of any argument presented. That's been a long-standing criticism of mine. Another criticism has been that the ABC has allowed some presenters, particularly on Media Watch, to use their show as a sort of personal platform to air grievances, particularly personal and political grievances. But never has the ABC so breached its duty to its listeners as you have.
Now,
find it absolutely extraordinary that you can devote, in a space of 24 hours, three long pieces, segments, devoted to discussing my weaknesses. You wouldn't do that to John Howard. You have a long-standing personal animus against me. This is based on my private criticisms of some of your behaviour. For you to use the ABC to prosecute your personal vendetta and an ideological vendetta like this, there have been in the space of this week some five criticisms of me made by you, and three segments, one with Robert Mann, One with Joan Kerner,
and
one with Liz Jackson.
Don't think you're a bit thin-skinned, Andrew. I mean, the Age is
personal,
furious about something that was on this program.
Highly personal attacks. Three in 2 days.
And you've never expressed a strong opinion.
I have no problem. Look,
and when was the last time you offered someone a right of reply on your page?
There's a right of reply. We've done Jeff Kennett. Well, you worked for Jeff Kennett. He took out a whole page. We had one just the other day from the Melbourne Museum, a right of reply. We have a letter against me today by Tim Costello in the letters page.
But I mean, Andrew,
we do it as a matter of course. And for
you, I've been banned from the Herald Sun effectively for the last 5.5 years, and then you come in here and talk about rights of reply.
Stephen,
I mean, that is an extraordinary piece of hypocrisy.
This is not your soapbox. This is our ABC.
And you appear on
Insiders
more often than anyone else.
And the management have made a gross error of judgment in allowing someone with your record on here and for it to allow you to prosecute personal and private vendettas through the airspace. The fact that the ABC has not picked up what you've been doing for the last week is a failing that is explained in part by the fact that the left stick together. Your views chime in so well.
I'm a former Kennett staffer. I voted for Robert Doyle in the last election.
It is a disgrace. And if the management don't take further actions on this, I'd be very surprised and very disappointed.
So I can look forward to appearing in the letters pages so that the 5.5 year ban in the Herald Sun will be lifted. You believe in free speech and allowing people to
I believe in free speech. Anyone
can
look at my new forum page on the Herald Sun, the internet forum page.
You
will see critics get a fair run at me.
But you're basically saying I shouldn't be allowed to criticise you.
This is our ABC. This is our ABC. You have a special
responsibility. And what criticism of Andrew Bolt is not allowed on our ABC. Is that what you're saying?
No. I get lots of criticism. I mean, you hear Harold Mitchell on Virginia Trioli's program?
You are the most critical columnist in the News Limited stable. You name and shame other commentators.
Yes, I do.
Every day of the week. Someone then criticises you.
I have no problem with criticism.
And you're on your high horse. You're in here and you're saying
I have no problem with criticism. I get criticised on the ABC more often than any other critic.
Well, why are you here?
It is because
you
have abused your position. Three major attacks studded with inaccuracy over the 3 days.
What factual inaccuracy? I mean, you actually spouted a major factual inaccuracy when you rang in. You said there's no way that Eric Beecher will proceed and complete the million-dollar sale.
I didn't say no way at all.
You expressed the opinion that there's no way it would happen.
Play the tape. This is your record for inaccuracy. Play the tape, Stephen.
You said I owned Crikey and he wouldn't complete. I'll give you a tip. I'll give you a tip. It will complete early.
You are dragging red herrings by, again, your record of inaccuracy. That is not what I said. You can play the tape and find out for yourself exactly what I said.
All right, Stephen, we're coming up to 11 o'clock.
You have prosecuted a vendetta. You have no right to do that. And the ABC is disgraced by your presence.
Andrew, I will be more than happy to be sacked and banned by the ABC for the rest of my life. I can tell you, filling in for John Fain is one of the most stressful things you can do. I will happily not do it again. But thank you for coming in. It's always good to have a good punch on with Andrew. We've been doing it online, on Crikey and elsewhere for a long time. First time eyeball to eyeball in the studio. Lots of fun. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay with us for the Conversation Hour next. Nolene Brown will be here and Tracy Parrish will be my co-host. Bye-bye, Andrew. He's not even saying goodbye. He's just walked out. It's 11 o'clock.